Hello, Shalom Mishpacha. Shalom Mishpacha means hello family, and we are all a family in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus our Messiah. I apologize in advance for the noise in the background. It's actually really, really hot today, so I have my air conditioner on, so I'm sorry for the background noise. Today we are going to be moving on to Lesson 2 in Hebrew for Christians, our beginners segment. And if you have not yet done Lesson 1, I absolutely recommend going back and listening to that audio. I will link it below. I would do that first so that this makes sense to you. Otherwise, you might be a little lost when we go over Lesson 2. So in the last lesson, we covered greetings and we learned how to say hello and we learned the word for peace. We learned how to ask how someone is and how to answer and say thank you. And then we learned to say you're welcome or bavakasha. Now bavakasha, which means you're welcome, also means please. So you would use the word bavakasha when you are asking someone please. Now in addition to bavakasha for you're welcome, there are two other ways to say you're welcome in Hebrew. One is not my favorite. It is the most common in Israel. It is not one of my favorites because, like English, you know how we, many of us have certain words in English that we have difficulty saying. Aluminum might be one of them. For me, it's brewery. I have to really stop and focus on how I'm saying it. This way of saying you're welcome is, it's that for me. So it's al lo davar. Al lo davar. It is, like I said, the most common way of saying you're welcome. The next one is ein beyad ma. Ein beyad ma. Ein beyad ma. Al lo davar. Ein beyad ma. Both of them basically mean it's nothing. Ein beyad ma is the more formal way of saying it. It's what you would use in like a professional setting. Ein beyad ma. Al lo davar. Or bavakasha. Or how you say you're welcome. Now, we also went over how to ask how someone is by saying ma shlomech or ma shlomcha. And another way of saying how are you is ma nishma. Ma, as we learned in the last lesson, means what? And nishma. Nishma. And this translates literally to what's heard, or it's kind of like our what's up or what's new or what have you been up to. Ma nishma. Shalom. Ma nishma. Ma nishma, beseder. So you would answer with beseder. You could answer with beseder. There are other ways you can answer, which we'll learn later. So ma nishma, beseder, toda. How are you? Fine, thanks. So now we're going to start to explore numbers in Hebrew, and today we're going to go over the numbers 1 through 5. Now the first number is the number 1, and it is echad, echad. Echad. Now, echad is one number you will see repeatedly in scripture, and that is because it often refers to God. The Shema, which is a Jewish prayer, is based on Deuteronomy, and the first line of the Shema is Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. So echad is definitely a number you want to remember. The number 2 is Shtayim. Shtayim. The number 3, shalosh, shalosh. 4, arba, arba. And 5, chamesh, chamesh. So, echad, shtayim, shalosh, arba, chamesh. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we will learn a day of the week. And although it's not the first day of the week, I'm going to go over this day because it is the most important day of the week on the Jewish calendar and on God's calendar, and that is the seventh day, the day of rest, or the Sabbath. Interestingly enough, if there was ever any dispute over which day is actually the Sabbath, the name for this day will put that to rest. The Hebrew word for Sabbath is Shabbat, and Shabbat is literally the name for the day of the week that we know as Saturday. So in Hebrew, Saturday is literally Sabbath or Shabbat. Shabbat, Saturday. Shabbat, Sabbath. So in Hebrew, Shabbat means Saturday, and it also means the Sabbath. Shabbat. So So you'll often hear Shabbat Shalom, peaceful Sabbath, Sabbath peace. It's a greeting, it's a wish. On the Shabbat, you will hear Jewish people in Hebrew say Shabbat Shalom. The next word we will learn is the word for English, because again, if you're going to be traveling to Israel, you will want to know how to ask someone if they speak English. You will find a large number of English speakers in Israel, but many do not. A lot of people who live in Israel do come from English-speaking countries like the United States. But many people that you find in Israel either were born there or they made Aliyah, which is the rite of return, and they've made it from Europe, Russia, and other places whose native language is not English. So in Israel, Hebrew is the most definitely the universal language. So whether you came from Russia or Germany or the United States, Hebrew is that unifying language. So the word for English in Hebrew is Anglit. 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 Now the word for you is in Hebrew is very easy, but it is, again, as we learned in the last lesson, there are words that have masculine and feminine forms, and this is one of those words that depends on whether or not you're speaking to, not whether you are, but whether you're speaking to a man or a woman or a boy or a girl. The word you is at. If you're speaking to a female, at. The word if you're speaking to a male for you is ata. At for a female, ata if you're speaking to a male. At, ata. Very easy, but you want to keep track of whether you're using the masculine or feminine form. The word, the present tense for the word speak, if you're speaking to a woman, is medebelet, medebelet. If you're speaking to a man or a boy, it's medebel, medebelet, medebel. The word, the letter R in Hebrew, where like at the end, it's hard for me to explain, but you're positioning your tongue almost like you're making an L sound, medebelet, belet. It's sometimes you'll hear the r, like arba, arba, but like if it's positioned a certain place in the word, like here it's towards the end, it would be medebelet. So almost like ugh. It's a difficult way to explain. If you can't do it, just do it the way you do an R, medeberet. They'll understand. So medebelet, medebelet, or medebel, medebel. So the way you would ask a woman, do you speak English, or ask a girl, do you speak English, would be at medebelet anglit. At medebelet anglit. And if you were speaking to a male, it would be ata medeber anglit. Ata medeber anglit. So I'll go over it one more time. If you're speaking to a female, it is at medeberet anglit. If you're speaking to a male, it's ata medeber anglit. And then they will answer with either ken, yes, or lo, no. They may say, ken, ani medeberet anglit. If it's a woman, ani, as we learned in the last lesson, means I, and it's the same whether it's male or female, so it's ani. Ken, ani medeberet anglit. Ken. Ani medeber anglit, if it's a male. They may also say lo. They may just say lo, no. Or they may say lo, ani lo medeberet anglit. Or lo, ani lo medeber anglit, whether or not it's male or female. So lo and ken. Now we're going to move on to actually reading some Hebrew. So we're going to start with the letter, Aleph. 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 Now, before I get started, Hebrew is actually read from right to left, where English is read from left to right. In Hebrew, there are 22 letters in the Aleph bit. And this is because Hebrew technically does not have vowels, but sometimes over Hebrew words or next to you will see little points. Now, these are not the points that you see written with the bait. These are different points, and you will learn them later. And this vowel point system is called the Nikud. Nikud. Biblical Hebrew and some other forms of written Hebrew, especially older written forms of written Hebrew, often will not have these vowel points. So learning to read without them is often better, so that you don't become over-reliant on them. We'll go over them as well, but it's a good idea to learn to read Hebrew without it. And you may ask, well, how am I supposed to know what sound it makes? And I'll tell you what I was told. You just learn it. It's just something you learn. But like I said, we will go over them. Like in English, we used to have a printed way of writing and a cursive way of writing. And Hebrew also has a printed form, which you'll see in books and in the Bible. That is the printed form. And then you'll also see a handwritten form. For now, we're going to focus on the printed form, because most people want this to be able to study the Bible. So the printed form is more important in this regard. We can always learn the handwritten form later. In Hebrew, the name of the letter actually starts with the sound that letter makes. So we have the letter Aleph, and Aleph has an ah sound. Ah. The letter Aleph, if you picture the word olive, like the food olive, and if you just put a f, ph sound at the end, that's kind of the same sounding word or letter. Aleph, Aleph. Now, some Hebrew letters have more than one sound. So while there are only 22 letters, you will actually be learning more than one way of saying some of them. And there'll be some letters that seem to combine two letters in the English, such as the TS sound in the letter tzaddik. So it's pretty much like you would find in English. Usually you'll have B sounds, V sounds, S sounds, T sounds, SH sounds, sh. But some will be new to you, and this is often where that combination of sounds comes in. You'll also see some letters that look exactly the same with a small difference, such as bait and vate. So the next two letters, really one letter. This is their bait and vate. You notice that they look exactly the same. The only difference is that little dot in the middle. And that changes the sound. It changes it from a b sound to a v sound. However, this still only counts as one letter in the Hebrew alphabet. It's just two different ways of pronouncing it. And you'll see this with some letters. This dot is not the same as the vowel point dot. It basically tells you the emphasis to put on the letter. So when you see it, it has a hard b sound. And if you don't see it, it's a softer b sound toward a v sound. So that's where the difference is. You may see it with the dalet, the d. And it basically softens the sound when it's not there, but we'll go over that. So bait and vate sound different slightly, the b and the v, but it only counts as one letter, bait. It just changes the sound to a vate. In Hebrew, the stress is usually on the last syllable of a word, although there are some exceptions where the stress might be in the middle, but we'll go over that. So now that you've learned the aleph and the bait, you can actually now read your very first word in Hebrew, and that is the word Abba. Abba. This is the word for father or daddy, and it's also sometimes what we use when we refer to God. God is our Abba. He is our father, our daddy. So Abba is an aleph. Remember, we're reading from right to left. It's an aleph, a bait, and an aleph. Abba. So congratulations, you just read your very first Hebrew word. So I hope that you enjoyed this. I hope you found it informative. Please practice it. We'll go over some more numbers and some more letters in the next lesson. Please comment below if you are finding this valuable and interesting, because I only want to continue to do this if people are actually getting something out of it and really want it. I got a really great response from the first lesson, so please let me know if you're enjoying it and if you want to continue. What I'll do is, after maybe one more lesson, I might put this in a different format to make it easier for you, but I'm going to be kind of playing around with it, so bear with me. I thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all in the next lesson. Lehitraot. Goodbye.